Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We're at the 2018 Grand Final Parade with Tyson Goldsack. Tyson, you had a very quick recovery from your ACL this year. How's it feel to be here present in the parade today?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good feeling. It's been a... it's quick, I guess, in the scheme of things, but it doesn't seem like it was quick. It was a lot of hard work. And, to think we'd be here after doing it in the practice matches, yeah, it's a pretty special feeling. And, yeah, it's kind of outside my wildest dream, so I can't wait. Enjoy this and then get stuck in tomorrow.
Describe your emotions, Tyson. You're about to go down the parade in front of your adoring Collingwood fans.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. They've been there all year. That's the thing. Like, and we really appreciate the support we get throughout the year. But then, yeah, the way they turned out this week at training as well, and then today, it's really good. It's really quite special. And if we could just give back to them a little bit here, it's a good feeling.
Look, it's the first grand final in a little while where there hasn't been a clear favourite going into tomorrow either. I think You're very evenly matched teams. Does that take a little bit of pressure off, do you think?
Not really, because we want to win whether we're favourite or not. I don't think we feel the pressure. I mean, it's just pressure to perform every week. And obviously, this is the ultimate game. And, you want to win this one more than any other one, I guess, during the year. But, no added pressure because of the favouritism, but they're a great side and they knocked us off 3 weeks ago, so we wouldn't mind a little bit of redemption and take the cup home and be a great feeling, great finish to a year.
Yeah, it's a new game tomorrow, that's for sure. And look, lots of people predicted that Collingwood wouldn't even make the eight this year, so great effort and congratulations to getting this far even.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
We're here at the 2018 Toyota Grand Final, and we're with Braden Maynard. Braden, describe your emotions. You're about to go down the parade in front of your adoring fans.
Yeah, I've got a lot of goosebumps. I'm very, very excited. It's a surreal experience. I can't believe it's actually happening, but I've got to take everything as it comes, and I'm looking forward to getting out of there tomorrow. Who's going to win
it tomorrow? What's the build-up been like for you this week? Just a normal week?
Yeah, basically the same as every other week, but basically just got to do the grand final parade and obviously a big game, but I've gotten through the week like I do every other week, and I just cannot wait. I'm so happy right now.
And look, it's such a great achievement because people were tipping the Pies wouldn't even get into the eight this year. They were tipping the same thing with the Eagles. It feels like a fairly evenly matched game tomorrow. Do you feel like it's going to be a hot contest?
I feel like it's going to be on early, but we're both very good teams, so we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But I'm looking forward to get out there and playing the way we play, and I feel like if we do that, we'll get the job done.
Yeah, well, if you can play like you did in the prelim, you've definitely got a good chance. Congratulations on getting into the grand final, and hopefully you get up tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Cheers, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm here with Cherie, an Eagles supporter at the Grand Final Parade. Did you travel from WA to get here today?
We left home on Tuesday and got here yesterday afternoon.
Did you go via Singapore or something, or walk down? Or
No, just by the Nullarbor.
Wow, you drove your car?
We drove, yeah.
Fabulous. Well, that is commitment, and I'm sorry about the weather that we've put on for you upon your arrival.
That's okay. We can take it.
Okay, and what's your feeling about the game tomorrow? Are you feeling confident about the Eagles?
No, they're both pretty good teams, so it's going to be the team on the day that's got the most passion to win.
Yeah, it's one of those grand finals where it's the first year that there's not a clear favourite going into the game, so hopefully that means it's going to be a good contest.
It'll be a good game, I'm pretty sure. Well, hopefully, don't want to see it that one team just jumps the gun and gets away with it before the end of the first quarter, so want a good game.
Yeah, well, that's what we all want, isn't it? Whether we're Eagles or Pies supporters or otherwise. And what do you think about the Eagles now playing on the MCG, now with Optus Stadium being a very similar dimension? Does that improve the chances?
I think they have improved, yeah. They've got a better idea of what they were up against there.
Yeah, yep. Fantastic.
Well, good luck for the game on Saturday, and welcome to Melbourne.
Yeah. Hope we wouldn't be with that. So we haven't missed an Eagles grand final yet, so.
Oh, fabulous.
In their whole history, so, yep. Yeah.
Well, good luck. Thanks for chatting to us.
Okay, no worries.
We're with Luke Shuey here in the grand final parade. Luke, I've just spoken to a few West Coast Eagles fans that have literally driven 4 days to be here at the grand final. What does it feel like to have some of your supporters do that?
Yeah, it's awesome to know, and I reckon they're not the only ones. I reckon there's a few thousand that have driven plenty of kilometres to be here, and they've been great for us all year, so hopefully we can repay their faith tomorrow.
Yeah, and we know that Optus Stadium was launched this year and is more towards the dimensions of the MCG. Does that give you more of a feeling for and confidence to playing?
We're confident playing anywhere, really, and we've travelled reasonably well for most of the season, so you know, whether it's the dimensions or not, I'm not sure, but we're confident we'll be able to turn up tomorrow and execute what we want to.
Yeah, you've certainly won a few games here this year, so.
Luke, what's the build-up been like? Just another ordinary week?
Yeah, it has. It's been very normal, and I think being in Perth, away from Melbourne, you can escape a bit of the hoo-ha that goes along with grand final week. But we got here last night and got to the hotel and had dinner. And this is a bit different, obviously, doing the parade. But we'll go and train after this. And yeah, nothing else changes for us. We'll stay at the hotel tonight, have dinner as a team, and we're going to roll on.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great game. I think there's no clear favourite going in, so we're looking forward to a hot contest. And good luck for tomorrow. We're looking forward to cheering you guys on.
Thank you very much.
And we're joined by Nathan Vardy. Nathan, did you ever imagine you'd be playing in a grand final?
Oh, as a kid, you'd always hope to play in a grand final, but for the day to actually be coming, it's pretty special, yeah.
And you're about to go down the parade route in front of your adoring fans. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's pretty special, isn't it? Like, sort of never been to a parade to even know what goes on, and to already see the amount of people standing alongside the road, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we've been walking around in the crowd talking to people this morning too, and we've already found two lots of people that have driven across the Nullarbor to come and cheer you guys on. So that kind of thing must really boost the boys.
Oh, definitely. We've been lucky the last couple of finals that we've been able to play in front of our own fans, and the noise that they've been able to make at Optus Stadium's probably got us into this position, and to know that there's cars coming across the Nullarbor to do the same at the MCG is unbelievable.
Yeah, and the Eagles have played really well interstate this year as well as at home, so that must give you confidence for the game tomorrow as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think, we've put a lot of work into our away schedules this year, and it's been able to pay dividends.
Yeah, great. Well, good luck tomorrow. There is a big sea of blue and yellow out there, so soak it all in and enjoy the parade. It's such a significant part of the calendar. So.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Thanks, heaps. Yeah.
Good luck.
We're here at the 2018 Grand Final, and we're speaking with Braden Syop. Braden, you're about to go down the parade in front of your adoring fans. Describe your emotions for us.
It's pretty cool. I think I haven't been to one of these in about 8 or 9 years, I think, as a young attacker, but it's pretty cool to be sitting in the back of the truck now.
Yeah, and what kind of energy does it give you just seeing all the fans? I mean, there's going to be tens of thousands of people around there cheering you on. How does that feel?
Yeah, hasn't really thought about it so far, but I think today we'll get halfway down the road and it'll be pretty real, I think. So hopefully I'm sure it'll be a pretty good turnout tomorrow, and just sort of soak it all in and then play a game of footy and hopefully walk away happier than we walked in with.
And do you have any superstitions or routines that you go through in preparation for a big game?
Me and Kel Brown actually like to have Subway before a game. So that's the only sort of routine I have. Other than that, I'm not too superstitious, so just keep it simple.
Yeah, all right, well, good luck for the big game tomorrow. And lots of fans here today. Congratulations to Collingwood as well. You know, people didn't expect you to get this far, and it's so great to see you back in the grand final.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're at the 2018 grand final parade. We're with a very big star of the game tomorrow, Brody Grundy. How does it feel to be, tens of thousands of out there?
It's great. Black and white fan.
Black and white fan.
No, it's great. We love our faithful, and we really appreciate all their support, and we play for them tomorrow.
Yeah, and look, the Pies played such an amazing game against Richmond in the prelim. I think you had such a high hit-out rate. Do you feel like you're just going to go in with the same game plan tomorrow as well?
Yeah, nothing changes for me. I'll just look to be as competitive as possible and do what I can to, you know, nudge the ledger in my team's favour.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, it's one of the first grand finals where there hasn't been a clear favourite. Do you think it's going to be a hot contested game tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be on, and we relish ourselves, and it's no different to what we faced last week. And, you know, we like being the hunter, so we'll look forward to it.
Yeah, great. And look, we have a segment on our show called Hair Watch. We've noticed you've perfected the man. Is there any particular techniques you use?
A bit of spray, a little bit of a few bobby pins here and there, maybe. Nothing today, though. Just a straight hair tie.
Just straight back up on the head. Thanks so much, Brody. We really appreciate chatting with you.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.